Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Todd Doherty, who is the Senior Director of Analytics for the TSYS Global Product Group. Todd, thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little data analytics, and certainly that is a buzzword and a big area of need in payments and commerce, and an area that I know TSYS has had a lot of expertise in for many, many years. But I think you've taken it up a few notches now with a number of the initiatives that you're taking to market, and I'd love to get your perspective, first off, Todd, on why you think organizations are looking for new ways to not only access data, but use data in their organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Managing business, it's all about the bottom line. And if analytics can help you manage that bottom line, which is really what they're supposed to do, right? If you're not measuring something, you're not managing it. And really, we hear a lot about big data and pulling in all of these additional sources of data and weather and all sorts of things. And I'm trying actually to get away from the use of the term of big data. I'm probably not going to be successful, but to me, that's obese data. It's just too much data. And what organizations should really start to, in my opinion, focus in on is what business decisions are they trying to drive? What data do they have currently that can help drive those decisions? And then using that data that they have and starting to make those decisions, then going and finding out, are there other sources of data internally or externally that we can bring in and collaborate together to make even better decisions, either faster or better decisions?
So I would agree with you. I think big data isn't always better data, a point that you just made. But how do organizations find what data is actually better data for them? Are there things that you are doing to help organizations figure that out, to get away from the obese data, I love that term, to something that is very useful for their organization?
Yeah, so, what we're trying to do is take the analytics services that we provide today to the next level. And the beginning of that is our launch of IntelliSuite. And IntelliSuite is all about easier access to data and then acting on that data. So let me describe that for a minute. Easier access to data, we've partnered with Tableau, one of the leaders in data visualization tools, which many of our clients, as we talk about this with them, are saying, yes, we use Tableau in these other areas, but so we're familiar with it. So we're building around the data that we have on behalf of clients. We host petabytes of data, consumer and transactional data for our clients. And instead of just providing reporting or providing access to that data, we're taking our three decades of payments experience and putting tools and reporting and analytics around that data to provide to clients. So building visualizations with Tableau and providing that to clients to help them manage their business. We're not saying we're going to manage their business for them or manage their business better than them, but we are saying with three decades of payments experience, these are the things that our hundreds of clients are asking us and have asked us for. So here it is. And then being able to actually use that data. We actually do take in, so I contradict myself a little bit around big data. We take in all sorts of other demographic, weather, social media data as well. But realistically, as we're working with our clients, they want to hear about that. They're asking about that. But we're not really using that in a wealth of use cases at this point. We're really working with clients on the data that they have and putting that into purposeful use.
Well, I think you make a good point where visualization of data makes it not only more accessible, but more accessible to business executives who can then take action on that data because they don't have to wade through report after report to get to the nuggets that they need to actually take action upon. But let me ask you about TSYS target messaging. Isn't that one of the new aspects of your IntelliSuite portfolio that you're actually putting into market to help your customers do just that?
It is. And what we're doing is we're taking the data, we're making it visual. But the real important thing is we want to help our clients take action on that data. So we've introduced targeted messaging so that you can look at the data through this easy to use interface. You could develop your strategy on what you want to do with that data. And targeted messaging allows you to contact and reach out to your clients in a whole host of ways, your clients, your cardholders, through text messaging, SMS, through email, through letter creation, through statement messaging. So you can develop a strategy around what is it that this data is telling me, these visualizations, what is the strategy I want to take, and then easily one click, we call it, into TSYS targeted messaging and develop your campaign, if you want to call it that, around how you're going to interact with these clients. It's a very easy to use tool, drag and drop, Visio-like services, and then you've created this campaign, which then becomes a cohort, a tracking of all of those cardholders that you've contacted, and you can repeat that campaign, you can have it automatically trigger, you can really build a self-sufficient and self-managed, if you will, campaign around contacting and communicating with your cardholders.
Do you have specifics with respect to the return on investment that these campaigns can deliver? I know that's often a question when organizations, whether they be issuers or retailers or anyone in any business, look at data and data analytics. What is the point of doing it unless you can actually point to a return on that investment? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's a number of areas where we're finding this beneficial. The easiest one for me to talk about right away is actually the speed to market. So I think many people who hear this would agree that the typical process is, okay, we want to contact our cardholders. Let's go to our data warehouse and get whatever the criteria is. Let's pull down that data. We'll dump it into a spreadsheet. We'll kind of pass it around the organization to add and remove and filter down to the real set of cardholders we want to contact that may or may not take more queries into our data warehouse. And it may, you know, Jane may be on vacation this week, so that got held up. The spreadsheet was in her inbox for a few days. So there's sort of time lost there. And then by the time it does get approved and ready to go, you know, it's what we're finding with our pilot client that we have in North America using targeted messaging. You know, it's anywhere between 4 and 14 weeks from the idea to actually getting out the door. So this targeted messaging solution allows that to really, in theory, could be hours, but what we're finding is it's in, you know, a few days from idea concept to out the door. And so the ROI on that is, you know, less people needed to work on building this. Those people can be focused on other things, maybe more important things and revenue-driving things in the organization. And then one of the things that's somewhat hard to measure sometimes but is a huge impact is from if it took 14 weeks from idea to getting out the door, that cardholder relationship could have changed. They could have gotten into a different status. They could have charged off or whatever. And so now you're targeting someone who's really not really in the pool that you really wanted to target.
Interesting. That's quite a significant return on investment to go from 14 weeks to a matter of days. That's impressive. So it sounds so easy. So you have now access through a platform of data. You can look at it. It's accessible to the right people without delay. What's holding people back? Why aren't more people doing this?
You know, what we've been finding as we've been talking with clients is it's really hard to break that culture of, you know, hey, we've always passed around this spreadsheet and this is how we've always done it. So we at TSYS are trying to do a good job about educating and helping folks understand that there is a better way. And through IntelliSuite and targeted messaging, we can help free up those resources, help you get time to market. And we're actually doing that comparison and helping our clients with that analysis of how long does it take to actually get a campaign out the door today? And then let's do the same thing with TSYS targeted messaging and let's make a comparison. And what we're finding is people are very surprised that it's easier to use and it is actually faster.
Well, it is a good point that you make. It is hard to get people to break old habits, especially organizational ones that are tied to workflow and culture, as you point out. But it sounds like a very compelling set of reasons that you're giving people to do that. So we look forward to hearing more success stories as your IntelliSuite and get the benefit of additional case studies. Thank you very much for joining me today, Todd.
Thanks for hosting. Looking forward to talking to you a lot more about IntelliSuite.
Thank you. Me too.